This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are a new Kings employee, Richard Lanahan, and a history of President's Day. We'll also listen to this week's new tracks on Music Monday, get a look into the legacy of retired wrestling coach Ned McGinley, and your forecast for the start of the week. Richard Lanahan is a 2010 Kings graduate who has come back to work with the college, seeking donations from alumni like himself. Station manager Jessica Mulligan interviewed Lanahan on what it's like to be back on campus.
King's College is about learning. It is about Catholic identity. It is about learning how to live. And sometimes, it is about coming home. That was the case for one King's College alum, Richard Lanahan, class of 2010, as he rejoined the King's College community 7 weeks ago as a major gift officer. After graduation, Lanahan explored many career opportunities and is currently earning his master's degree.
So when I got out of college, I studied history and education. And you're probably thinking, how did this guy get into asking people for money? Well, as you can imagine, a history and education major, you know, there weren't a lot of opportunities for teaching. So I was doing a lot of substitute teaching and coaching lacrosse, and eventually needed some more funds because eventually loan payments started cropping up. And my former employer actually knew my dad. And he was talking to him and said, hey, Jim, do you have anyone who's interested in, helping my company grow and, you know, development and fundraising? And my dad's like, yes, he's sitting on my couch. And then from there, I really worked with Lynch Development Associates, which is a for-profit development firm in Long Island, working with Catholic parishes, schools, and dioceses, raising significant capital funds for capital improvement projects, parking lots, boilers, roofs, debt reduction. It really got me jump-started into the idea of, you know, stewardship, Catholic stewardship, you know, giving back, you know, the gifts that God's given us. And then from there, I went to a Catholic high school where I was for about a year and a half, and I was pretty much the director of institutional advancement at the high school. And then vice president of institutional advancement, Freddie Pettit, called me and said, Rich, we need some talent. We need help here at King's College. You know, would you be interested in the position? And I said, yes, I get to go home. I'm beyond excited. So yeah, that's how it really started.
Lanahan explained what he does for the college now.
So my job is really to advance the mission of King's College. I reach out to alumni and benefactors. I talk to them about what's happening here at the college. I reach out to them and meet with them, you know, take them out to lunch, coffee, whatever it may be. And I actually solicit them for significant gifts to the college, anywhere from $10,000 or more.
He may be new to the job here, but he is not new to the tasks involved. Lanahan explained what challenges he may face and how successful he has been thus far.
Some of the problems is really getting a hold of people and having people actually sit down and actually have the conversation with you. But I've been successful thus far. I think in the month and a half, I've already had probably 15 to 20 appointments meeting with individuals. And first few meetings are really just introductory meetings, you know, getting them to know me getting to know them kind of thing. But for me, it's not necessarily difficult to ask people for funds, right? You know, I really don't like using the word solicit. I invite people to join in the mission of King's College, inviting them to become more of, you know, to come back to the family and come home. You know, as I did, really just talk to them about participating again in our mission rather than our, you know, or solicit for funds or ask for money.
A lot has changed in the 7 years since he's been gone, but Lanahan noticed the differences in campus and said the people remain ever as warm as they have always been.
There's been a lot of changes structurally, buildings wise. Obviously, the auxiliary gym wasn't here. There used to be a basketball court behind the campus ministry center, which obviously isn't there anymore. And then, of course, the Kings on the Square is a whole new concept for me. I actually used to live in the Ramada when I was here as a student, so it's weird seeing that's a physician's assistant and exercise science and athletic training building now. So it's interesting, but the people are the same. You know, it comes back to being, you know, that friendly family atmosphere. you know, everyone from the admissions, you know, where I used to work here on campus, they welcomed me back. Like, there was, it was no time gone. Teachers, you know, like Dr. Scarborough, still here. Dr. Christy Kincannon, still here. So it was just a nice to be home, and they were welcoming back like I never left, so it was just great.
Finally, Lanahan discussed his future.
I'm a typical millennial. I don't really know. I know that Kings is, I keep saying it, but it's family for me. So I'd like to stay here for, you know, quite a long time. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean I won't move on eventually. I have a lot of experience in the development field, which I hope to continue to bring back to Kings.
Welcome back to the Pride, Mr. Lanahan. For WRKC News at 5, I am Station Manager Jessica Mulligan.
President's Day evolved into the holiday we now know in the late 60s and early 70s. News Director Katie Pugh got some of the King's community's views on President's Day.
Even though we didn't get a break from classes for President's Day, it's still an important holiday to observe and reflect on. Dr. Joseph Risch, Esquire, a political science professor at King's with a specialty in American politics, explains what President's Day means in the modern era.
Well, it does not honor all presidents, generally. I mean, some states apparently call it President's Day. It really is supposed to be George Washington's birthday. And that's really who's honored today, not necessarily every president. Well, I think it actually has changed. Most people think it means all presidents, and that's, as I said, that's not the case. Back in the early 1970s and certainly in the 1960s, we would celebrate Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, and oftentimes public schools, at least in Pennsylvania, they would rotate those days. Lincoln's birthday off one year, Washington's the next year, and I guess I'm old enough to recall that if we had school on Lincoln's birthday, we would color a portrait of Abraham Lincoln, and if we had school on Washington's birthday, we would color a portrait of George Washington.
Dr. Risch also mentions how we should consider President's Day and what it represents.
Probably the best thing to do would be to think that the 45 presidents we've had, 44 men, 45 presidents, that a number of things. One is that they were human beings who tried to do their best as they saw their duty during their time in office, that some of them succeeded very well and others failed. And maybe as Americans who believe in democracy and believe in a republic, we should realize that the president is someone who temporarily holds the executive office, and that there is also a Congress and a Supreme Court, and that ultimate power is not in the president.
Some students, however, don't apply much meaning to President's Day. Greg Adams, a senior mass communications major, explained why he doesn't place much value on the holiday.
It means I have to come to school now that I'm not in the public school anymore. But other than that, a lack of knowledge comes to mind on most presidents. Failure on the public education. But yeah, we're going to work on it. We're going to work on it.
Pat Corcoran, a sophomore mass communications major, has a similar take.
Absolutely nothing. I actually didn't know it was President's Day until about 20 minutes ago.
Pat also offered his favorite president from history.
It's gotta be James Buchanan. You know, he's the only president from Pennsylvania. He stayed single for the entirety of his life, and he's responsible for giving us the biggest war in American history, which I think it's nice to aim high. Yeah, I mean, honestly, without Buchanan, we'd probably still be in that situation. You know, we'd still be, you know, nation divided. But thanks to his blunders, we managed to realize that the things were way messed up, and thus opening the floodgates for the Civil War.
Greg's favorite president was similar in strangeness.
Favorite president? Well, I get good vibes from William Henry Harrison because he was back in the day and he didn't stay too long and he didn't mess anything up. He was only in there for a few days and he got sick and just left. So I feel like we need more of that these days. Less is more. Less is more.
Happy President's Day. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Coming up next, we'll hear this week's Music Monday, get a look at retired wrestling coach Ned McGinley's impact on Kings, and get the forecast for the top of this week.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's Russell from The Crooks, and you're listening to WRKC Wilkes Barre, 88.5 WRKC, Radio King's College.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
You're listening to Music Monday here on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first artist we'll be sharing with you today are All Them Witches and their 2017 release titled Sleeping Through the War. If you like bands such as Sleep, Electric Wizard, Dead Meadow, and Ty Segall, then you'll most likely enjoy this next track titled Don't Bring Me Coffee by All Them Witches. Up next, we have the queens of modern-day feminist rock. Sleater-Kinney are out with a new live album, Live in Paris. If you like bands such as The Plasmatics, The Runaways, X-Cult, and Pill, then you'll like this next track. Keep it locked here on Music Monday for a sample of I Wanna Be Your Joey by Sleater-Kinney. Calling all space cadets, our next track from Hideout, titled Space Girl, is the third track on their 2017 album titled So Many Hoops, So Little Time. If you're a fan of artists such as The Flaming Lips, Foxygen, Modest Mouse, and Bonobo, then you'll like this next track. Here's Space Girl by Hideout.
Start to tell the eye. Oh, come on now, Space Girl, don't you start to cry. Well, I'll take off my space mask for one last goodbye. I kiss that space woman and off I do fly. Your Milky Way is my...
Thank you much for tuning in to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director here, and I've been your host for today's installment of the program. If you enjoyed what you heard today and would like to hear more, don't forget to tune in each Monday during the regular school year at 5 p.m. to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Last Thursday, King's College wrestling coach Ned McGinley coached his last match after 48 years with the program. McGinley was a wrestling star at Wilkes University from 1961 to 1965. He finally came to King's College in 1968 and started the wrestling program. Accolades have followed Coach McGinley throughout his career, with a selection to the Wrestling Hall of Fame and a day dedicated to him in the city of Wilkes-Barre. Coach McGinley has 455 wins, 450 losses, and one tie throughout his coaching career. Coach McGinley spoke about some of his career highlights from his 48-year career.
We're very lucky. We were 24-2 one year. We only lost to the team that ended up in the national championship. We actually beat the team that was ended up second. So we've competed in some very high echelons at Ohio State. We've wrestled out there in other years. And then, of course, being in the national championships and 18 All-Americans says an awful lot. When you're out there and people are coming up to you and shaking your hand because you're an All-American, that's a wonderful
day. Concussions are an issue in sports today. Coach McGinley spoke about concussions and their impact.
Our athletic training program has done such a sensational job with that. We've been doing concussion procedures since the middle 90s, over 20 years now. And in truth, what has happened, everybody else has become aware of it, and we always were aware of it. So we've taken a very positive action to it, and in doing that, we've become a leader in the field, changing some of the rules about how timeouts are taken when there's a concussion, etc. And it's about time we owned up to the fact that we get some bumps in the head with kids, and sometimes they're a lot more than just a bang. They're much more, they could impact their later life. We're not as many times as football, but we're certainly have our own share of them, and we'll be working toward making it better, getting our athletes stronger, getting their necks and shoulders stronger so they can withstand the impact and not have that violent action at the end of it.
February 3rd is known as Ned McGinley Day in the city of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
I always thought I had 365 days. It turns out I had to select one. No, that was very fine. That was certainly unexpected. Much of this is unexpected, I have to say. Not that I wanted to just slip out the door. I wanted to say goodbye to everyone, too. But it's still been rather amazing, all the things that have happened.
Coach McGinley spoke about his reaction to being inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well, that was one of those great things. That's an honor you get when your friends and everyone else, when you get to be old enough that they say, well, let's give this guy something. No, actually, that's not true. It was very nice. And many of those guys, I've known them over the years, and all of the other people who've been inducted over the years, too. They were so kind to me, and to bring me into the fold with them. A lot of them came to me personally and thanked me for what we've done here. And it was just, I didn't realize how much that meant to the community, to be honest.
Coach McGinley spoke about the qualities of his favorite wrestlers.
If you can go through a wrestling season once and never miss a practice or a match, you're a heck of a kid. If you do it four times, you're really a heck of a kid. So I'm always, the kids that persevere and really work at this sport and get the most out of themselves are the ones that I am really proud of, although many others have done well.
As he enters retirement, Coach McGinley spoke about what he will miss about coaching.
The kids. These young men are special young men, and everybody says, oh, I know they've changed terribly over time. They really haven't. They have different issues. They have a lot more things going on. But when you really meld it all down, they're just young men who want to get an education and also want to participate in the sport and participate in sport, hopefully in an impactful way. And they give an awful lot. It's an awful lot of work to this. Just say 2 hours a day, 6 days a week from October until March.
Now with his free time, Coach McGinley spoke about his plans for retirement.
I don't think many people realize that I'm a 73-year-old, 8-time grandfather and 1-time great-grandfather. So I certainly have a lot of people I have to spend time with. My family is very close, even though portions of them are on the West Coast or in San Diego and Olympia, Washington. But at the same time, it's one of those situations where I have an awful lot to do. But I'll be back here. I really want to make sure that the wrestling program gets off to a good start. I think young coaches would be the best thing that could happen to us. They can bring in athletes who, I think in the last couple of years, athletes may have felt that I was getting ready to retire. And obviously they were more right than I, because I only made this decision at the beginning of last year. So I'm hoping that I can still help with the program and I can still help around the college a bit. But that's going to be up to the college, not to me.
Coach McGinley has some final thoughts.
Just how much I appreciate King's College putting with my many ups and downs. We had 200 losses before we had 100 wins. So it kind of tells you where we were in the beginning, where we started from, how difficult it was to start there. And King's has been a great academic institution for our athletes, as well as being just an outstanding place for us to be. And the most important thing for King's when it comes to our athletes is they graduate and they do well in life. And I hope we provided an awful lot of that to King's College.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now, here's your WRKC 3-day weather update. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 29, so that breeze earlier is going to get way cooler. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 50. Tuesday night, chance of rain with a low of 40, so get your rain boots out for Wednesday morning. And Wednesday afternoon, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 61. For WRKC at News at 5, I'm intern Michael Palmer. Stay tuned for more weather updates Wednesday.
The theater's production of The Tempest begins this week from Wednesday to Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Reserve your tickets before they're gone at boxoffice@kings.edu. Tickets are free for students. The TRACE program needs volunteer mentors for adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities seeking employment. Contact Maura Madrovsky at 570-208-5915 or at the Cheval Center. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Have a phenomenal Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.